Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
With Rush 96.3 Cruise FM, variety that rocks. It's Stacey and Clayton.
Variety that what?
Rocks. I don't know why I said it like that. It's Rush. It rocks. Come on.
One more time.
Rocks.
Yikes. yesterday we were talking about how taco in a bag, you can't really find it on menus anywhere.
Except for Taco Time, apparently.
Taco Time, which apparently. Which makes sense. Bannock Express apparently has some taco in a bag.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, but that's about it. I'm talking about, like, any chain restaurants out there. You're not going to Boston Pizza and ordering taco in a bag, which is a shame. Like, taco in a bag. Who doesn't like taco in a bag,
so
right?
So good.
There's another food out there, Stacey, that you don't find on menus anywhere. It doesn't have its own restaurant. It doesn't have its own anything. It's just eaten, like, once, maybe twice a year, and it's a shame. Stuffing.
What?
See, it's American Thanksgiving today.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone who remembered to call in sick and watch football on their couch all day. Stuffing, I only have it once, maybe twice a year.
What?
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
When my mom makes a roast chicken, we always have stuffing. Stovetop.
But, like, we only have the stuffing when it's in the bird, right? We buy the frozen turkey, put it in there, the stuffing's already in there, scoop it out, boom, and it's delightful.
It is. That's the best kind of stuffing.
Stovetop is good, too. I'm not knocking stovetop.
Stovetop's great.
You're never making, like, I don't know, like, pork chops and stuffing on the side.
It's Why not, though?
I know.
It's there.
That's what I'm saying. Don't yell at me.
Go.
I'm on your side here. Why are you getting mad at me?
I don't know. But just, like, go buy some at the store and make it with every meal. You can have it with breakfast.
I just never thought to do that until, like, this morning when I was like, yeah, why isn't stuffing available? Like, I would love to go to BP's and be like, you know what? I'll have a Boston Brut. Can I have instead of a Caesar salad, can I have a side stuffing, please? Why isn't stuffing, like, more available on menus as a side dish?
That's a very good question. I want to say it's because everyone thinks, like we have been, that it's, like, only for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
You know what it might be, though? Some people's stuffing sucks because some people are throwing everything in the cabinet in there. Raisins, grapes, everything. Yeah,
raisins?
They're throwing those in there for stuffing. I know. Again, don't get mad at me. I'm not the one doing this, okay? You're getting better all the time and turning all against one. Is an art that's hard to change. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting hurt. And as you step back in the line, a mob jumps to their feet. Now dance, good dance, man. He never had a chance. And no one even knew it was really only you. And now you steal away. Take him out today. Nice work you did. You're gonna go fuck him with a thousand. So play it out, I'm wide awake. It's the same about me. There's something in your way, and now someone is gonna pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me. Now dance, good dance, man. A thousand lies and a good disguise. Hit 'em right between.
happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
I just fell for a fake news article.
Yes, tell me which one.
Potatoes win Best Vegetable Award for 318th year in a row. And I was like, whoa, how have I never heard of this Best Vegetable Award before? Clayton. You're better than that.
The Worldwide Best Vegetable Awards. And you're like, oh my God, I love potatoes. This is amazing.
Well, I was like, oh man, we can have such a funny conversation about potatoes here. Yay. Cucumbers snubbed again. Always the bridesmaid.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
Tom Cochran, 96.3 Cruise FM, is Stacey and Clayton.
I got a very alarming email yesterday from Cruise listener Corey.
Very, very alarming. I'm just going to read it to you word for word here. Hello, Clayton. I'm writing to you in regards to a bombshell piece of information I was made aware of tonight. Bombshell doesn't even begin to describe it. The classic Canadian snack, Dad's Goody Rings, has been pulled from production by Mondelez International.
Which is Christie's.
Yes.
Cookies.
My group of friends have all reached out to Christie's to try and get an answer as to why these amazing cookies have disappeared from grocery shop shelves. And one of us received a response today saying the cookies were no longer being produced and there were no plans to bring them back. Now, I thought that this was just a rumor because here's the thing. I vividly remember seeing Goody Rings like a few months ago on the shelves, but maybe they could have just been like extra surplus Goody Rings, right? It's like left over from the last batch ever made.
See, I had heard a rumor that they were no longer included in the variety pack and just sold on their own.
Which was a joke, by the way, because they were the best ones in that variety pack. They had like the square chocolate-coated cookies, the circle chocolate-coated cookies. No one ever ate those.
Yeah.
The Goody Rings were the first to go every
Absolutely.
Single time, right? And now they're gone. And I thought, okay, no, maybe this is just, you know, whatever. No, I started Googling it.
There are
recent, like, it's all over Reddit. It's all over Twitter. People are like, where the HE double hockey sticks to Goody Rings go?
Oh.
They're gone, you guys. They're gone.
This is terrible.
Dad's Goody Rings, first of all, like the most inconsistent cookie ever. Some Dad's Goody Rings, money. For example, the Goody Ring. And you got rid of it. And then there were some, it was like, honestly, eating styrofoam. It was so dry, it would like chip your teeth.
We need to do some work. We need to start a petition, run it across Canada, and tell Christie's / Mondelez to give their head a shake.
This is just wrong. Like, maybe it's not an American snack, but Canadians love Dad's Goody Rings. Like, I put Goody Rings up there with, like, the Coffee Crisp, Hawkins Cheesies, Hickory Sticks, like, that level of kind of Canadian snack.
Because I don't think there's any cookie that is comparable to a Goody Ring.
Also, too, what is in a Goody Ring? Does anyone know?
Peanut butter.
Is it peanut butter?
And I thought someone told me once raisins. I could be wrong.
I don't know, but it's like it looks like mushed up All Bran mixed up with peanut butter.
But
like
it's delicious.
It's kind of a mystery cookie, but no one really cares because it's so good.
I just went to Mondelez International and searched Goody Rings. No results found. I will remember you. Wow.
This is... We need to get Sarah McLachlan to make one of those SAG commercials that she always makes for Goody Rings. For just 45 cents a day, you can adopt a little Goody Ring near you. I will remember. Okay, that's enough of that.
Earlier about how great Saskatoon is for volunteering, for donating. If you have it in your heart to do some donating this weekend, we are going to be at Centre Mall for Cruise FM's Saskatoon's Greatest Gifts for Kids, presented by Onsurance, always in support of TLC at Home. Such a great charity, giving shoeboxes to inner city school kids at Christmas time to make sure they get something at Christmas. We are there from 10 till 6 p.m. Right by Ricky's between the food court and Best Buy. Please stop by and see us and do some donating this Christmas.
And if you're like, oh, I don't have a new unwrapped toy, well, what a coincidence, you're at the mall.
Also, we take cash donations.
Boom. There you go. No excuses.
Zero
excuses. It's time for another episode of You Know You're Old When. We do this a lot because we're both old and we know it. You know you're old when you go to a lounge and you notice stuff. Let me explain here. When you're young, you just turn 19, 20, 21, you don't care about what lounge you go to. You don't care about what bar you go to. You're just happy to be there.
Do they serve alcohol and can I drink it? Yes? Okay.
Love this place. It's my new go-to place. Love this bar. Oh, where they all know your name. You don't care about a bar when you're younger. You don't care. Again, they serve beer. Maybe they got some VLTs in the corner, some good music, whatever. Good chicken fingers. That's always important. But when you get older, you start noticing things about the bar. It starts with little things, right? Ah, music's a little loud in here, hey?
I can barely talk.
It's a little loud in here. I just like them to like turn it down a bit so we could hear each other a bit easier. That would be nice, hey? Just a little loud. I'd turn it down a bit. Starts there. That's when it starts. When you start commenting on the music at a lounge, that's when you know you're old. And it's a slippery slope. Because then the next thing you know, it's really dim in here. Like, can they not turn up the lighting a little bit? I mean, they have dimmer lights. I saw them. Can they not turn up the lights a little bit? No? And then the font on the menu. Oh, the font's so small.
You have to get your phone light out to just read it.
I can barely see it over here. What's going on there? The bathrooms. And you start making fun of the bathrooms are so small, or they're so messy, or whatever. When you start nitpicking lounges, that's when you know you're old.
I have recently complained about the size of a bathroom.
Yeah, and I have recently complained about the size of the font on a menu. Who does that? I even brought it up to my server as if they would change it.
Hey, could you pass this on to management?
Can you please pass this on? The font's a little too small. Plus, Arial Gold, more of a Times New Roman. Yeah, again, if you're
if you're
commenting, yeah, you're old. Saskatoon's greatest hits, 96.3 Cruise FM. It's Alanis at 8:42. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. Do any giveaways or restaurant promotions stick out from back in the day? I had a blast in the past yesterday. Bought a cola at the gas station, and as I open it, I'm like, you know what, for old time's sakes, I'm gonna pop the little tab inside the cap.
Oh,
like, you
dude.
Know the little blue tab? They're not there anymore.
Where have you been for the last 10 years?
I know, I blew it. And I just thought that they were always there, so I untwisted the top. I'm like, just see if anything's under there. I know they're blank, but back in the day, there was Pepsi points. When you bought a Pepsi, you got your keys, you unscrewed the little thing under the cap. Ooh, 5 points, 10 points, whatever.
Am I the only one who used to chew on those because they tasted like pop?
I chewed on those.
I just
so much.
I would pop it in my mouth.
Yeah,
and be like,
I know.
It tastes like Coke. This is great.
We did when we were kids.
I do remember those, and I remember the like instant satisfaction. Later on, it moved to like hit up the website and enter for a chance to win.
That's
back then. You pop the thing out, boom, instant Coke. Go back and get one from the cashier, or like they were giving away legit prizes, like a Nintendo.
That's
underneath the cap.
That's why I love prizes back in like the late 90s, early 2000s. It was that instant gratification, right? It's like the roll up the rim to win. Back in the day, I want to say back in the day,
two years ago.
you'd roll up the rim.
Yeah,
rip off your spitty piece of cardboard. Board cup, give it to the Tim's person, boom, there you go.
Yeah.
I love that. And same thing with the pop and the cap. Pop the cap, give it right to the person, boom, you got a Pepsi on the spot.
I think McDonald's with their Monopoly is still like that.
Yeah, see,
ooh, fries.
When Star Wars Episode 1 came out, remember that? Jar Jar Binks, all that stuff?
Yes. Scandal.
KFC did this promotion where they were giving away like Pogs, and it was kind of like McDonald's Monopoly, but you had to collect like four characters. Like, I remember one was Yoda and C-3PO, and if you got those two Pogs, you got like 200 grand or something like that.
Holy
it was this because everyone was obsessed with that Star Wars Episode 1, and I remember everyone was obsessed with those Pogs. If you remember that promotion, give me a text, 306-938-0963. Any other promotions as well from back in the day you remember from fast food places or big companies?
I do also, back to the pop liners there, whatever those things were. My friend thought she had this in where she recognized on the lid a certain marking indicator that would let you know that it was a winning prize underneath.
You guys scammed the system.
So we would be at the convenience store sifting through the pops looking for this one with a little black mark on the outside.
Yeah.
And it wasn't true.
Another one too, Spice Girls gum. Do you remember that?
No.
Spice Girls gum? No? Spice Girls gum, look it up. My sister was obsessed with Spice Girls gum, and there was a rumor that if you got all of the stickers, because each piece of gum came with a sticker, if you got all the stickers and mailed them in somewhere, you got like a bunch of Spice Girls memorabilia.
Oh,
no?
Wow.
No? It was just a rumor. We collected all the stickers, sent them in, never saw those stickers again. all that hard work for nothing.
For people, some of them are very hard to buy for. My husband, he is very hard to buy for, or he has like really expensive taste, which, let's be real, that's not going to happen. But I saw this that I thought was such a great idea, and it's instead of getting somebody something that's going to sit around their house and not necessarily get used, you can get them clutter-free gifts.
Oh.
Gifts that aren't physically maybe something to stick around. Fun things like sporting event tickets, movie passes, golf passes, basically getting to go and experience something. Bowling. You love bowling. A hot air balloon ride.
Hard no.
As long as the person is not afraid of heights, something like that. Classes, if maybe that person has always, you know, really liked cooking, get them a cooking class. Home brewing classes, you can go to some places and like brew your own beer, bottle it yourself, or do that kind of thing with wine. One other thing too that I think a lot of people don't even think of or just overlook is the gift of time. Mm-hmm. Babysitting someone's children, offering to clean their house for them, car wash, massage. I like a professional to do a massage, no offense, Sean. A date night out for a young couple or something like that, or an oil change, memberships to the zoo or to a theme park, something like that, that the person can take advantage of all the time but not have it clutter up their house.
Memberships is a great idea.
Yeah.
Buying someone, like, maybe not a gym membership, that might set the wrong example.
Unless they've asked for it.
Yeah, exactly. Unless they really are dropping hints for that gym membership. Don't just be like, hey, here's a gym membership.
Just thought I'd get it for you.
Yeah, just, you know, just because. No reason at all. No, no one does that. But the membership, like, yeah, Zoom membership or like an online membership to like a sports magazine, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. The old membership thing.
I love it.
Pay for like their Netflix for the year or something like that. I don't know. Or get them a new streaming service.
Well, and that gift of time too, like the babysitting or, you know, if you're like, I could use my car detailed.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone's like, okay, I'll come and detail your car for you. Merry Christmas.
My uncle-in-law did that. He literally just gave me a piece of paper that said, hey, I'll do a job for you. And that was his Christmas gift to me. Great idea. And I was like, yeah, okay, come empty the eaves truss, trim the bushes. Boom, he did it. And I was like, what a great gift. Now, that is basically like the cheesy coupon book.
Well, I was going to say, the coupon book is always for like one hug,
mm-hmm.
one back rub. This is like, no, come detail my car, shovel my snow, and bake me some banana bread.
Like an adult coupon book, right? Like not the, I'll do the, one free
adult
hug.
Adult or grown up?
Okay, grown up. Head out of the gutter, miss.
Let me on. Yeah.
Such a good tune from Audio Slave. 96.3 Cruise FM. Great hits and the best rock ever. 6:49 on the dot. Cruise Mornings. Stacey and Clayton.
I think this is worthy of a headline Hall of Fame. I don't know. It's the story itself is actually just more bizarre.
Let me take a look-see here. Clicking on the link. Oh, for sure.
Is it?
Yes, absolutely. Are you ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Ready-di-di-di-do. Headline. Hall of Fame.
I like that.
Not bad.
Walmart pulls children's toy that swears and sings in Polish about doing cocaine. Now picture, if you will, a very, very cute little cactus in a pot.
This is the cutest cactus ever.
It's so cute.
Move over, Gumby.
So cute. Big googly eyes, and he is in a little cloth pot and basically dances to music in three different languages. And those languages happen to be Polish, I believe, English,
And Spanish.
And Spanish. Yes. I'm choking up here. And so a grandma ordered one of these online. So walmart.ca online, $25 for her granddaughter. She happens to be Polish, gets the toy, having a listen. Turns out the cactus, the cute little cactus, was singing about doing drugs.
The Polish grandma. Ah, that takes me back.
Wow. And apparently a lot of the other stuff they were singing about too, drug abuse, suicide, depression, and multiple profanities. It turns out the song used that he was singing to was from a rap artist from Poland called Sypus.
I had no idea that Polish rap was a thing.
Apparently it is.
Oh, hardcore gangster Polish rap.
And so, yeah, obviously those items are sold by a third-party seller out of China, I believe, in this story. And the Polish artist, never mind the grandma, the Polish artist is planning to take legal action because his song was used without permission. He had no idea.
Yeah, but at the same time, no one has any idea who this Polish rapper is. Well, at least they didn't know a week ago. Now everyone knows because he's got the singing coke-doing cactus.
Now everyone's going to want one of those hot drug-doing cactuses.
This is the new big mouth bass. Big Willy Bass?
You know
the
Billy ones? Bass.
Yeah, Billy Bass or whatever. You put it on your wall, it would sing. This is the...
But
the
Billy
2021
Bass,
version.
Billy Bass was not talking about drug use.
Yeah, no, the song, by the way, is about doing drugs alone.
Oh.
It's not just about doing drugs. It's doing drugs alone. And this Polish rapper, Sypus, said, it's a very depressing song. And here's this cactus just so party-marty into it. Oh.